Worldwide, road traffic crashes kill about 1.2 million people a year. Dr. Etienne Krug heads the World Health Organization's Injury Prevention Program.
Road traffic crashes are among the leading causes of death in the world. They also contribute to a huge amount of injuries that don't kill but cause enormous amount of disability and suffering.
Krug says most of these injuries, nearly 90%, occur in low and middle income countries.
Well, every day around the world we see new roads being built, new cars taking the road, new drivers taking the road, because low and middle income countries are developing, some of them at very fast pace. This is all a very good thing to a certain extent. But unfortunately, these developments are not being matched with safety measures.
And according to the coordinator of India's Transportation Research Program, Professor Dinesh Mohan, this isn't likely to change.
The situation is getting worse, largely because of the way we want to develop into motorized societies. We are following the model of living and eating and sleeping, where you separate living places and not encourage walking and bicycling by most people.
Mohan says the impact of road traffic crashes in low-income countries is particularly devastating.
It's a real tragedy. Because when a family member gets hurt, they really get destroyed. At times they lose their jobs, they lose all their family money, they sometimes have to sell their homes to get treated.
But simple measures used in high-income countries can also reduce traffic injuries in poorer countries. And the World Health Organization is trying to promote them.
We try to promote helmet wearing for motorcyclists, seatbelt wearing, combating drinking and driving and excessive speeds, which are interventions that have been implemented in many high-income countries, but in many low- and middle-income countries, are not taking place yet.
Two countries, Vietnam and Mexico, were singled out to receive special technical and financial support from the World Health Organization.
So in Vietnam, we started working very actively with local partners on improving helmet wearing for motorcyclists. And we've seen a dramatic change in the last few months where helmet wearing has increased from about 10-15% to almost 100%.
In Mexico, increasing urbanization and the fast-growing economy have contributed to increased numbers of road traffic injuries and deaths. Dr. Arturo Cervantes heads Mexico's injury program.
The first cause of death in children aged 5 to 15 years of age is road traffic injuries. The first cause of death in youth from 15 to 30 years of age is road traffic injuries.
These numbers have grown so rapidly that the president of Mexico, Felipe Calderon, has made traffic safety a national priority and wants to reduce traffic deaths by 40% in the next 5 years. Mexico has started a campaign to make its roads safer and to reduce traffic deaths and injuries. A national safety committee with health, police, private companies, and the media has established priorities. Cervantes says laws are inconsistent from state to state, and sometimes traffic laws aren't enforced at all.
We have to work closely with authorities at the municipal, at state level, so that where there are laws, we follow them.
Mexico has started road safety projects in 5 states. Each state will try their own approach to enforce laws, increasing helmet use and control speeding and drunk driving. The WHO's Etienne Krug hopes that other countries will start similar projects and that governmental and non-governmental international development agencies will invest in traffic safety.
It's important to realize that road traffic crashes kill as many people as malaria, for instance, another very important public health problem, but for which investments are much, much bigger compared to what's being invested in road safety.
And with the total economic costs of traffic injuries now costing governments more than they receive in development assistance, traffic safety programs may be a timely investment. I'm Philip Graetzer in Mérida, Mexico.